USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The chief executive officer of Moderna said that he anticipates people will need a second COVID-19 booster shot this fall as the vaccine's efficacy wanes over the next few months.
I cannot tell you the frequency. I think it will depend on your age. And I cannot tell you when we're going to move from pandemic to endemic.
Stefan Bensel speaking at a Goldman Sachs organized healthcare conference on Thursday. Can the federal government force you to put something into your body? The Supreme Court is mulling the idea this week as the Biden administration continues to push its vaccine mandates on Americans. OSHA has been tasked to enforce the mandate at workplaces across America. Now, the United States Postal Service has requested a temporary waiver from the Biden vaccine mandate and warns of supply chain disruptions if they don't get the relief. Thanks for listening, and a woohoo, it is TGIF, my friend. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Without providing any scientific data, the Center for Disease Control, or CDC, now says isolation after COVID-19 infection has been reduced from 10 days to 5 days. Now a major American retailer is following suit.
Walmart employees' pandemic-related time off is decreasing. The big box retailer sending memos to its employees this week saying they will now only get 1 week off instead of two. This comes after the CDC cut isolation time for asymptomatic people who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 5. Walmart's new guidelines will be in place through March 31st and will be available to employees regardless of their vaccination status. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The rate of Americans with COVID-19 who are ending up in the hospital has dropped 50% compared to a year ago. Infections are up, but hospitalizations and deaths are down. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Internet cookies that attach to your personal web browsing habits and inform websites of your viewing habits and purchases are quite intrusive when you see what they actually do, all under the guise of ensuring you a better web experience. The country of France is now standing up and taking notice.
French regulators have fined Google and Facebook and ordered them to make it easy for users to reject cookies on their platform as it is to accept them. The National Commission for Informatics and Freedoms fined Google more than $169 million and Facebook more than $67 million for violating the French Data Protection Act. The commission found that the tech companies offer a button allowing the user to immediately accept cookies, but do not provide an equivalent solution to allow users to reject cookies. The fact that they cannot refuse the cookies as easily as they can accept them influences their choice in favor of consent. Along with the fines, they ordered Facebook and Google to provide French users with a means of refusing cookies that's as simple as the existing means of accepting them. The committee said the companies will be fined about $113,000 per day. A representative for Facebook's parent company, Meta, said the company was reviewing the authorities' decision and remains committed to working with relevant authorities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.